This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Third electrode pair improves deep brain stimulation precision in mouse study. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Researchers from the University of Geneva, UNI, in collaboration with ETH Zurich, have demonstrated that adding a third pair of electrodes can significantly improve the spatial precision of non-invasive deep brain stimulation in laboratory experiments. The findings, published in a recent study, suggest potential advances for treating neurological and psychiatric disorders without requiring surgical implantation of electrodes. Key takeaways: addition of third electrode pair improves targeting precision in non-invasive deep brain stimulation technique could advance treatment options for neurological and psychiatric conditions. Search conducted in mouse models shows enhanced spatial accuracy compared to conventional methods. Findings may help bridge gap between invasive and non-invasive brain stimulation approaches. Study data: glance third electrode pairs significantly improve stimulation precision. Deep brain stimulation approach, comparison conventional vs. enhanced electrode configuration effectiveness. Standard 2 electrode approach, enhanced 3 electrode configuration improved targeting precision. Source: UniEat Zurich, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News: enhanced precision through additional electrodes. The research team at UniEat's Faculty of Medicine demonstrated that incorporating a third electrode pair into non-invasive deep brain stimulation protocols substantially improved the technique's spatial accuracy. Traditional non-invasive approaches have faced challenges in precisely targeting deep brain structures without affecting surrounding tissue. The enhanced configuration allows researchers to better focus stimulation on specific neural circuits while minimizing unintended activation of adjacent brain regions. This represents a significant technical advancement in the field of therapeutic neurostimulation. Implications for neurological disorders: deep brain stimulation has established efficacy for treating conditions including Parkinson's disease, essential tremor, and certain psychiatric disorders. However, current clinical applications typically require surgical implantation of electrodes, which carries inherent risks and limits patient accessibility. The UniGeth Zurich collaboration's findings suggest that enhanced non-invasive approaches could potentially offer similar therapeutic benefits without surgical intervention. According to the research team, this advancement could expand treatment options for patients who are not candidates for invasive procedures or prefer less invasive alternatives. The third electrode pair configuration demonstrated significantly improved spatial targeting precision compared to conventional two-electrode non-invasive stimulation methods in mouse brain tissue. Research team, University of Geneva, Medical Express, 2026. Technical advancement and clinical translation. The researchers utilized sophisticated electrode positioning to achieve more precise current delivery to target brain regions. This technical innovation addresses a long-standing limitation of non-invasive brain stimulation techniques, which have historically struggled with spatial specificity compared to their invasive counterparts. The ETH Zurich collaboration contributed advanced modeling capabilities that helped optimize electrode placement and current parameters. The research represents progress toward bridging the efficacy gap between invasive and non-invasive brain stimulation approaches. What this means for patients: potential future access to effective deep brain stimulation without surgical risks, expanding treatment options for neurological conditions. For clinicians, enhanced non-invasive tools may provide new therapeutic approaches for patients unsuitable for invasive procedures. For policymakers, reduced healthcare costs and improved accessibility if non-invasive alternatives prove clinically equivalent to surgical approaches. Frequently asked questions: how does this differ from current deep brain stimulation? Current clinical deep brain stimulation requires surgically implanted electrodes. This research explores non-invasive approaches using external electrodes that could achieve similar precision without surgery. When might this be available for patients? The research is currently in preclinical stages using mouse models. human clinical trials and regulatory approval would be required before clinical availability, likely requiring several years of additional development. What conditions could this potentially treat? The technique could potentially address the same conditions currently treated with invasive deep brain stimulation, including Parkinson's disease, essential tremor, depression, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. The research represents an important step toward developing clinically viable, non-invasive alternatives to surgical deep brain stimulation. While translation to human applications requires extensive additional research and clinical validation, the improved precision demonstrated in these experiments suggests promising potential for expanding therapeutic access. Future studies will likely focus on optimizing the technique for human brain anatomy and conducting safety evaluations in preparation for eventual clinical trials. Source: Third electrode pair can sharpen deep brain stimulation technique. Mouse experiments suggest